If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday here on the Junks. 800-636-1067 is the number. Nick Dowd from the Capitals. He'll join us coming up at 8:25. Stretch run time for the Caps. 5 regular season games left, and then it's playoffs time. It's coming. It's right around the corner.
All right, it's Open Line Thursday. A bunch of people are on the line here. I want to talk about the Masters, the transfer portal, whatever you want. Let's see here. Let me see. Let's go to Steve, since we were just talking about the transfer portal. Let's go to Steve. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, that you almost don't even want to bother getting involved with college sports anymore.
Right.
Because it's getting so out of hand. I mean, I would really be interested to see if these kids that they're giving all this money to, if they become like the pros that have a ton of money. Let's go out 5 years and see if they're, you know, eating out of trash cans or whatever. They threw away their education. They're chasing all the dollars. And then once they burn through those, now what are they going to do?
Listen, I don't blame the kids for chasing the money. I honestly don't. The system's set up in a poor way. But if you're a kid and, you know, from a modest background, let's say, and, you know, you have a chance to make $100,000 each year, you know, or whatever, and it keeps growing, I don't blame them. It's just the system. We've got to tweak it.
There's just
somehow.
No rules. Yeah, I don't mind a kid making.
Exactly, Jason. There's no rules.
Yeah.
And that's the real crime, is that they haven't taken the time to do it right. And, yes, I mean, whatever happened to just getting tuition, getting room and board,
not
getting
good
the stipend.
Yeah, it's, those days are done.
Not good enough. Because it's not good enough, and it's almost not even fair, because the schools are making a killing off their name, image, and likeness, right?
But
so they do deserve a
that's
share
how
of
they're
it.
They're supporting the biology programs and research programs and the chess
they're still
club
doing
and
that.
The volleyball team and the marching band.
They're still
I mean,
doing
come
that.
On, it's a community. It's
well,
the, whole thing.
The TV money, the TV money is out of control too for the big conferences. So the schools getting this TV money is crazy. So they can afford to pay a kid, you know, $2-3 million, or like Arch Manning, the quarterback of Texas. He's got an NIL close to $10 million. Think about that. He's making a lot more than a lot of NFL players. So I don't know if they'll ever rein it in, but they've got to do something. I think the fact that we've talked about allowing a kid to transfer one time without costing him a sit-out year, but the second time you want to do it, you got to sit out. And that would eliminate a lot of kids deciding to transfer twice.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's a coaching change or some other
okay, yeah, you can put some stipulations in there.
Yeah.
But the fact that some of these kids go to 4 or 5 different schools in 5 years is nuts.
All right, let's go to Alex. Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Alex, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, Junks. I spent 19 through the COVID year, 22, visiting, invitation only, mind you, visiting and working for the Masters on in various roles in security. And so one of the things, the real draw was they'd give you a modest amount for the 7 days or 8 days, right, and you'd be there for these things. But the real victory was you could forego all that cash and play the course. You'd get to play the course after 7 days of getting up at like 2:30 in the morning, getting out to the course. It's freezing cold, and then heating like a, you know, heating up. So yeah, but that thing where
what
you get
day
to play
did you
the,
get to play? Like the Monday after?
No. So right before they tear the course up in the fall or late August, I suppose, they tear the course up, and that right before they tear the course up, all the caddies, all the, you know, hourly people, they all get to play it. So for like 2 days, it's nothing but idiocy on the course.
Wow. I'm sure.
It's pretty cool, though. So cool
experience.
Now, is that specific to the particular department or anybody that volunteers there?
No. Because it's invitation only, you've got to know somebody that's in there, that's done it,
gotcha,
that has a good rep, and then you're invited back. And so then they, you know, they basically, all the caddies and all the staff during the year, they're all assigned to committees, and the committees, transportation or otherwise, they'll, you know, transport people, wags, everybody back and forth and that sort of thing. Or they'll, you know, work the shop for people, when they get the special putters in and stuff like that.
So how many times did you get to play?
Yeah. So I just did it once because I was my day job is with the government, and I didn't want to
conflicts.
Have a big benefit. But so on the food, when they talk about the food, the greatest thing is that we got to eat, you know, many times during the day. And I'd take that pimento cheese sandwich, split it in half. My buddy would get a pork sandwich. We'd each take half of the sandwich, slap them together. Fantastic. Finish that off with a peach ice cream, white chocolate cookie, and, you know,
thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good, fellas. Yeah.
Pork and pimento. Right.
Very cool.
Thanks,
very
Alex.
Cool.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Buddy. Appreciate
By the way,
it.
Massive flex from JJ Watt. Did you guys see his tweet from yesterday?
No.
He said, first time ever heading to Augusta for the Masters this weekend. He says, if you've been, what are the must-dos? If you haven't been, what would be on your wish list to do/see?
All right.
Side note.
Pretty standard.
Side note.
All right.
Playing the course Monday morning and could not possibly be more excited.
Oh, that's wow. Awesome.
So, I mean, he buried the lead.
Yeah, he did.
What a flex by JJ Watt.
His brother, either on Instagram or Twitter, posted a picture of himself with the peace sign,
right,
and people were interpreting that
he's
as
he's
announcing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal? Sometimes these athletes put out these pictures and nobody knows what's going on. He has 1 year left on his contract.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
And what's up, Joe? Yeah, I know. He's upset. He's got his feathers ruffled back there. We're going to talk ping pong for 4 hours today? Like, come on, Drav. We're not talking ping pong. We're talking golf. Let's go, buddy.
All right.
Don't be upset because you got a blind spot for it. You know what I mean? You need to get out there on the course.
Drav's a Masters guy.
Joe's an idiot.
He is.
This is why he got banned for 3 months. He calls in and goes, let's go. We got to be talking Masters. And I go, we've been talking Masters for 2.5 hours already, Joe. Wake up.
Talking Masters. The caller's calling in, right? You want callers? I'm talking Masters. Hey, so anyway, you got a blind spot for it. It's all good. I don't understand how you were sitting next
you're
to Valdez.
You're actually not talking Masters. You're just talking about Drav.
You get any content.
Who do you think's going to win?
Take Drav to the course, man. Why don't you guys take him out there and play?
Let me hear you
bit.
Break down the Masters. Let me hear you actually talk about the Masters.
This guy's obsessed with me.
Joe.
He is obsessed with you.
Rory McIlroy's going to win the Masters. That's what's up. Put your money on it.
All right, he's got Rory.
He's got nothing. He's got the second favorite winning it.
Way to go out on a limb there, Joe.
He's got nothing. Let's go to Paul in Manassas. Paul.
Let's talk Masters. But first, let me do a whole thing on Drab.
Paul, what's up, buddy? What's You're on the Jucks.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
Hey. What's up, man?
Okay, good.
So I was at the Masters on Tuesday for the practice round.
Nice.
And I mainly hung around 16 watching some of the stuff that you never get to see on TV where they're skipping the ball across the water, trying to drive the fairway and stuff, and letting the caddies do it. But I followed Cabrera in Vegas for a while, and Cabrera was throwing darts all week, the whole time. So I'm really interested to see where he ends up landing after his whole prison stint and everything like that.
Well, you know, he just won last week too, right? On the Champions Tour.
I know, right? That's what's got me so intrigued, is he played so well last week, and now he's carrying it over into this week. I just think it'd be a hell of a story for him to win.
Right. No, I think it would be very controversial.
No, it's an awful story. He shouldn't be allowed in the state of Georgia, let alone playing the Masters. If he was beating up your sister, would you want to see him win?
Oh God, no!
Of course,
no.
Okay.
It's shocking to me. He didn't talk to anybody. He was paired with Vegas the whole round. They talked, but he didn't interact with the crowd or anything like that. He just got in, got out. But he was playing great. It just he was just there to do business.
My guess is
the
pressure will get to him. The pressure will get to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got going with the last caller. The pimento cheese was insane. Egg salad, that peach ice cream sandwich, man, all that and sweet tea for $9. It was incredible.
The deal is crazy. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paul. But, meanwhile, they charge you $80 for a hat, though.
Yeah. That's
you get cheap food. Yeah. But
the pro shop was $530 for 4 shirts.
See?
Wow. There you go.
Sounds about standard.
Yeah, sounds about the going rate.
Well, that's what they charge at, you know, these high-end places.
I probably don't spend $530 on clothes in a year.
Right.
Shows.
Let's go to John in McLean. John, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. Back to the transfer portal.
Yeah.
I think it's been more destructive than the nil. In fact, I like what you talked about in terms of restricting it. If you did, it probably would take care of a lot of the nil. The other thing they should do is, how about some academic standards for transferring? I mean, do you think these guys are going to school?
Nobody cares about that anymore. The school part is a ruse.
I mean, it's nonsense. I mean, just become.
They're professional players, essentially.
Lower tier professionals is what they are. That's just what it is.
The university shouldn't be not for profit.
Well, that's another scam for sure. I mean, these guys have these endowments or whatever, billions of dollars. We're still giving them more and more money. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing's a scam.
One last thing. I think the next scandal that's going to happen in college sports, these players are getting a lot of money, and they're also getting 1099s.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, who's setting the money aside for taxes? They probably don't even know what a 1099 is.
Well, hopefully they have some sort of advisors in their circle telling them they can't just spend all the money.
I would say the majority of them have that taken care of, but there are some kids that have no idea, and it does come back to haunt them.
Yeah, I'd imagine the coaching staffs. Look, we've had coaches on this year say 75% of their job is not coaching anymore.
Yeah.
It's everything else. So they got to have somebody on staff that's helping them with the finances.
I mean, I didn't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No idea what finances were when I was in college.
But not every school has that big of a staff.
Yes.
So, I mean, the big schools, yeah, they have guys that are strictly there for helping the kids manage their money. But not every school can hire a guy like that.
Yeah, your boy Rod's helping him out with taxes now. Yeah.
He's doing a lot.
I'm sure he is. All right, don't forget, coming up later, Nick Dowd is going to join us from the Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 8:25. When we come back, we're going to get into a wild story involving the wife of the bassist from Weezer. It's a wild one coming out of L.A. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.